Be'ezrus Hashem's book will begin Perek Abba Be'esem, the 24th chapter in the Ram Sechel Shabbat Sefer Zman book of Disney the Times, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing that of Shvus, rabbinic prohibitions, which either lead to the biblical prohibition or they're similar. And in this parak, we discuss specifically regarding things that are what's called things that are mundane types of activities. The Ram gives a halacha regarding the prohibition of being engaged in one's own personal matters. Yesh dvarim shem asurim b'Shabbos, there are certain things that are prohibited on Shabbos, af pi she'inim demim malacha, unlike the previous parakim. They are not similar to one of the lamatas malachas. Ve'in mevim demim malacha, and they don't even bring to a prohibited activity. Nemo nesrus, and why are they shvus, and why they're rabbinically prohibited? Mishum shenem, because it says in the pasuk, im toshuv mishabbos reglecha, if you're going to refrain from Shabbos, your feet, to do your needs, but yom kachi my holy days. Then, like says the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, you will honor it from doing your paths, from finding your desires, but davidava and speaking about things. Forbidden a person to go for his needs on Shabbos. Maybe to speak about them, like it says, like to speak with his partner. What are we going to sell tomorrow? What are we going to buy? How are we going to build this house? What type of merchandise should we take to that place? All this and similar things are forbidden. Which, speech is forbidden, but here mutter thinking about these things is permitted. Halacha beis, asal adam, it's forbidden for a person lifgoid ganoisa b'shtoisa b'shabbos to go check out his gardens and his fields on Shabbos, because they literally mohem tricham to see what do they need. Again, this is hilichoicha b'shabbos, your going should not be for your own personal needs. Or to see how his produce is doing, shadizim halach, lasas chavtzit, that's going to take care of his needs. It's also forbidden for a person to go out on Shabbos to the end of the halachic boundary of where you're allowed to go on Shabbos, 2,000 amos. And to stay there, you're not going beyond Tchum, but even to stay there until it gets dark, that he can be close at least already to do his personal needs on after Shabbos. Even just his walking on Shabbos was las chavatzah to do his own needs, which is forbidden. Halachic gimel now, but when do we say this? That it's forbidden for a person to go to the end of the boundary to wait till after Shabbos, is when he's waiting by the boundary, when he's waiting to do something for Matzah Shabbos that he's not allowed to do now on Shabbos itself. But if he's waiting by the boundary, which you simply cannot walk past the Tchum, but he's waiting to do something that actually is permitted to be done on Shabbos, or he's then permitted to wait by the Tchum. Kate said, how so? So, you're not allowed to wait by the boundary to bring produce that's attached. Or at least compelling or to hire workers, because those are things you can't do. You can't disconnect or hire workers on Shabbos. But he can wait to get ready for after Shabbos to watch his produce. He's allowed to watch produce that's within the Tchum on Shabbos. And also, he's allowed to wait till it gets dark to bring his animal, to bring detached produce. Because you could call your animal and it could come, even if it's out of the Tchum. And so the Peres solution, we're going to detach produce. Had there been partitions, he'd be allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Meaning it wouldn't be a problem by caring. So too, a person could tell his friend, to that city I'm going tomorrow. What do you mean, isn't that a malacha? That you're going to travel there? No, because if it would be hot, which all would be within 2,000 amas, 70 and 2/3 amas, you'd be able to go there on Shabbos. So technically you could go, it's just technically you can. But therefore, since it's something that's permitted to be done on Shabbos, you're allowed to wait by the Tchum for Matzah Shabbos for those things. It's permitted for a person to tell his worker, a worker, we're going to see if you're going to be with me, stand with me here in this evening. In other words, if you're going to come here later tonight when it's dark. So although both of them know, hint hint, that he wants him to come work for him that night, but since he doesn't say explicitly, just hinting to it, that's like thinking, because the words are not being said, and therefore it's permitted. But he's not allowed to tell him, hey, be prepared for me for the evening. Shabbos comes out to you taking care of your personal needs on Shabbos. You're not allowed to run or jump on Shabbos from doing your paths. Meaning, that the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk on during the weekday. You walk more dignified. Now, however, a person could go down into a pit, into a ditch, into a cave. I feel like he may ama, even 100 amas deep. He could climb down and drink, and climb back up. And that's not a problem of hiluchacha. Now, it's forbidden to increase in vain conversations, meaning that have no purpose. So it makes sense in Pazik, but Dabadaber, meaning Shalahi, Deburcha Shabbos, because Deburcha Shachol, that the way you speak on Shabbos is not the way you speak on during the week, although during the weekday one shouldn't, but there is schmoozing going on, Shabbos should not be that. Halacha Hei, the permissibility of being engaged, however, in not your own chafatzim, your own desire, but in the chetzei shemaim for heaven's sake. So mutal lords b'shabbos l'dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to run on Shabbos for a mitzvah purpose. For example, shiur b'sek nesses. He runs into shul or the b'sek medrash. The rav is giving a drasha or to learn what is chavrusa. Umechash min cheshbon shal mitzvah. You're also allowed to make calculations for mitzvah purposes. Umoid medidi. You're allowed to measure shal mitzvah for mitzvah purposes. For example, mikvah. Let's say the ritual bath. Laid them yesh kashir to know if it has the measurement of 40 saw that a person could go immerse themselves. Oy beged. Laid them a kabbal tumah or garment to know did it contract tumah. Did it have the minimum measurement of a beged? So to a place can stuck on him, you allowed to pledge charity for the poor. V'ha'achon lebatik and nesis lebat midrashas, and you could go throughout the shuls and all the bat midrashas. V'afilu l'tarat tihiyos, even to the theaters, the taraklin shalkutim, and for the mansions of the non-Jews. L'fakech aliskiram b'Shabbos to go and take care of the public needs on Shabbos for what the community needs. U'meshatchan al tinaikis la'aris, you allowed to go make matches for the young girls to get them engaged. V'alatinik, and regarding the young boy, lalam de sefer, to teach him how to learn, lalam de umnis, to teach him a profession. These are all mitzvah purposes. Mavak and chayim, you to visit the sick. Umenach maveil, you to go console the mourners. But ba'nichnas, lavak kerza chayim, the one who goes to visit the sick says, differently than he says during the weekday, he says, Shabbos him elizik, Shabbos is from screaming, urefu akreb alavai, and the healing will come soon. Machshichan al tchum, and one could also wait by the boundary, lefakech elizik hala, to take care of the needs of a bride, or baliske meis, or for the needs of someone who died, lohavile arm metachrichim, to bring a coffin and burial shrouds. And by Emily, he could tell the guy who's going, lechel ma complain, go to that place. Lemitzoshim, if you don't find over there, have ma complain, bring it from a different place. Lemitzoshim, if you don't find for 100 dinar, have him assign, bring it for 200 dinar. Ubavachle yazkel is chum mekach, as long as he doesn't mention the amount of the sale. Meaning, in other words, that since there is no, by sending a price, there's no mitzvah, it's just to save money, so he's not allowed to tell him the amount of money that he should not go over. But all these that we mentioned, and similar things, mitzvahin, they're all mitzvahs, and then it says in the Pasuk, which you should stop and be careful on Shabbos, and not to do your own needs. So your own personal needs are forbidden, but the needs of heaven are permitted. Halach above, Mafligin miyam hagadol be'erev Shabbos, although one is not supposed to go on a boat within 3 days, going on a big journey on a yacht from before Shabbos, but he's allowed to go on the high seas on erev Shabbos to draw mitzvah if it's for a mitzvah purpose. Upeisigim alishbos, and he could just make up with the sailor that he stops vein Shabbos, and if he doesn't stop, it's also okay as long as you tell him that you need him to stop. Umefim the drum b'Shabbos, you're allowed to nullify vows on Shabbos, being letzarech Shabbos, whether it's for Shabbos purpose, being shalil letzarech Shabbos, whether it's not for Shabbos purpose. And the reason for that is because the husband or the father only gets a 24-hour period to nullify. And if it's going to wait till after Shabbos, you're going to lose the option of nullifying. And the neshon l'chacham, you could ask to the sage, al nedarim for the vow shem letzarech Shabbos, which are for Shabbos purposes, umatirin, and he could undo it. Alpha b'shoylem penel atim kar neshabbos, even though that they had time to permit it before Shabbos, but still, it's a mitzvah purpose. It has a tzarek Shabbos. Now, if it's not a tzarek Shabbos, then you can do it Sunday, Monday, because the chacham, he could do it whenever you want to. So then you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. Halacha Zayin continues regarding not punishing on Shabbos. Ein einshin b'Shabbos, you don't execute a punishment. Although the punishment that the court is giving is a positive commandment that the court should hand down their verdict, in the tzarek Shabbos does not override Shabbos. So harishon is chayv bebezin malkus emisav. Someone's liable in court for lashes or death penalty. In malkus emisav, in misav emisav Shabbos, you don't give him lashes, you don't execute him on Shabbos. Why? Because Shneur says in the pasuk in Shemayis, loisavar ish b'chomesh v'sechem yom Shabbos, you should not kindle a fire in all your residences on Shabbos. What's it coming to include? Zuasor lebezin. This is a warning to the courts. Shlo yisufu b'Shabbos, not to burn on Shabbos. Mishnah is chayv v'sreifa. Someone's liable for death penalty of being burned. And therefore we compare. But what in lashar ancient same thing is regarding all of the punishments. We don't execute that on Shabbos. Halacha Ches continues with the permissibility of guarding one's produce. Mutal adam lishma peiris b'Shabbos is permitted for a person to watch his produce on Shabbos. Bein telushim bein mechubar, whether they're detached or attached. Now, vimba adam litam lehem, if a person is coming to take from them, or behemim b'chayi lechem, or wild them, or domestic animals coming to eat from them, so goyim you could provoke them, umakabem, and you could hit them, umrechikim, to distance them from eating from the produce. And that's what you're watching it for. Now, question is, but this is from his own personal needs. Why is it permitted? I thought we said, Yeah, initially neser, because the only thing that's forbidden is ela liknis la'atzma, to acquire for himself. Chafatzim, personal items, she'enim atam mitzuim, which are not yet found, oile stakar, or to gain, or lavicha, to get a profit, or tabbano, and to be engaged with pleasures, she'tav liyade, that he's trying to acquire that's going to come to him. That's forbidden. Avalishma m'moni she'kvabal liyade, but to protect monies that's already his, Achiyami Kameshu, to just maintain it what it is, muta, that's permitted. Halamaza, then what can this be compared to? Lenoil basim in the aganab, someone who locks his house because of robbers, you don't say, oh, you're not taking care of your personal needs. It's just to acquire new chafatzim that's forbidden. Halachatas, now Hamasham is roiv. If someone's guarding his grains, if it's because of the birds, or his cucumbers and the squash, because of the wild animals. Lo yisapik, he's not allowed to bang, he's not allowed to dance, the way he does during the week to scare off the animals. Because that's a gezerah, it's a rabbinic decree. Shem Yitl, sorry, he might take a pebble, but Yizrak Rabbah Amas Rishazram, he's going to throw it for Amas Rishazram, violating Melacha Vitzah, because he's not going to. So you have to do something different that you don't come to do that Melacha. Alach Yud continues regarding the permissibility of doing these Shavusin, which were all the previous parakim, rabbinic prohibitions, Bein Ashmash, as twilight, going into Shabbos. Kalad Vam Shem Asur Mishum Shavus, all the things that are rabbinically forbidden, which we spoke about the previous parakim, Legozalim Bein Ashmash, as we did not decree that they're forbidden in the twilight period going into Shabbos. Which is doubt is if it's day or night. It's only in the essence of the day of Shabbos that they're forbidden. But twilight, mitzvah is permitted. But for who, as long as she yeah shum devar mitzvah, that it has some mitzvah element, or a pressing situation. So, a person is permitted to go in twilight, climb on the tree, which is rabbinically forbidden to be done on Shabbos, or swim on the water, if it's lahavi lulav a shayfer, to being a lulav or a shayfer, which is a mitzvah purpose. So too, he could take down from the tree, or to bring in from a carmelis, which is rabbinically forbidden area to carry on Shabbos, a erev sha'asa, the erev that he made, which you could only make erev tchumen to go another 2,000 amos, only for a mitzvah purpose. So it's a mitzvah purpose. Or let's say to the other category, someone was perturbed, benechbaz, and he was overwhelmed, and he needed something. Which is rabbinically forbidden, and it's by twilight. Okay, areza muta is also going to be permitted. But if it wasn't a pressing situation or a mitzvah purpose, then also then it's even forbidden by twilight. Therefore, and I'll take meiser from the definite table by bein hashmashes. Even though separating the tithing on Shabbos is only rabbinically forbidden because it looks like masakin manum, still you can't do bein hashmashes if it's not a pressing situation. But you could take meiser from demai, which in itself is a suffix if it's a chayv meiser, and together with the fact that it's bein hashmashes, which itself is a suffix, okay, and the whole thing is only rabbinically forbidden, that you're allowed to do bein hashmashes, even if it's not a deichig or the mitzvah. Halacha Yudav continues regarding the mitzvah of chinuch, training a child regarding these isurid rabbanim, what we're talking about, that of shvusin. So katan shasa b'shabbos, if a child does on Shabbos davish mishum shvus, something that's these rabbinic prohibitions, kogoyin shetolish ma'atzah she'enenokav, like he detached a plant from a pot that doesn't have a hole, which is only rabbinically considered detaching, a tiltal b'karmelos, or a carrot in the karmelos, are only rabbinically forbidden, in bezim mitzum l'afrisha, the courts are not obligated to separate and stop him from doing this. And b'chinim nicha of, even if the father leaves him, which he really shouldn't, but in malach b'yod, we don't protest because it's only rabbinically forbidden. Halachid beis, regarding another rabbinic prohibition, that of moving what's called some things, as we call it, mukta, that's set aside. So, asa chacham l'taltal mixes b'am b'Shabbos, the sage made it forbidden to move certain things on Shabbos, k'derech sho'ez b'chol, the way he normally moves it on Shabbos. Ne'ma nogu b'isses, where does it come to any relationship of a prohibition regarding moving certain items? So, I'm going to say it like this. Uma, if we find, im hizihu nevi'im b'tzibu, if the prophets warned and commanded, as we mentioned before, that the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the weekday. And the way you talk on Shabbos should not be the way you talk during the weekday. Shlomik says, and you should stop from talking the certain speech. What you move around on Shabbos should not be the way you move around things during the weekday. That it shouldn't be like a regular weekday in his eyes. Because if you have it like bia, then they could come, then he'll lift up, ulasakin kalim, or to adjust vessels, mepin lapin, mevessel bais, from one corner to another corner, from one house to another house, or ilahatsnia avonim, or to put away stones, or gizben, because shadehu batal, because he's sitting around. Vyezhabe say he's sitting in his house, he can't work on Shabbos. Vyevakash dub, and he's going to try to look for things to be busy with. Vinimta shalai Shabbos comes out that he didn't really desist. It's going to nullify the whole reasoning that the Torah says Laman Yanuch, that you should rest, which the whole purpose is to get to the idea of Shabbos, but you're just going to be busy yourself with different things. So therefore they said, no, you can't be busy with all these things. They're also set aside. Halacha Yud Gimel. Void. Moreover, kishivaka, when the person is going to look around, vitalta kem shem lachem nesin, is going to move around vessels that their primary function is for prohibited things. Let's say, like a screwdriver is meant for doing malacha of baina. If we let you just move around these things, he might come to use it a little bit. Oh, he's holding the screwdriver. He might just tighten that screw. Be over there, malach. He's going to come do malach. But moreover, some of the people in Bali Munais, they're not professionals. All the days they just sit around doing nothing. Like those who are the people that are they wander. They take tours. The and those who sit in the corners. All their days they don't do work. And if it's going to be permitted to go, ula daven to speak, ula talta to move things, kishayim, like the way you do every other day, nimtu shalei shavah shavis on the kechus, comes out that you're resting is not even a recognizable rest because you're doing exactly what you do every single day. Lefikir liver shvisim advarim elu, resting from these things, he shvis hashavah b'chol, and that's a resting that's equal by all people, because generally you would move around certain things, even the people that don't do anything. And it's for these reasons that we gave that it was this isser of moving around certain things that we call mukta, that they're set aside. But also they said it's forbidden. Shalom, you talk to all the mashabas, a person not allowed to move the mashabas. Eli kill matzarchlam, only vessels that he needs. Like we can explain in the next program regarding what's considered mukta and what's not.